Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Paige.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Well, another story out of California. Coincidence, not searching it, but there's a woman.
Oh, yeah, it's two for two.
In Burbank, who was at a Chuck E. Cheese last week, and she got stuck. What happened? She's an unidentified woman. That's all.
She caught in the crane game. Hmm. I about got lost an arm in that thing one time.
So this happened on a Thursday afternoon round.
I got up, my plumb up to my shoulder.
Where this woman?
Say again now. What time?
Three.
What was the thing?
Well, you'll find out.
3 p.m.
Okay, I thought you said a weird time because right when you said that, fat boy looked at me real weird.
Now the way you were very descriptive in what happened to you.
Oh, that was true. I was in high school, and I got my arm caught in the one at freaking Putt-Putt on
Putt-Putt golfing games.
Pine Knoll Drive. I literally got plumb up to the shoulder.
Okay, so this is the snow day game. I don't know much about it, but this woman decided that she would play it, but not correctly. She got her arm stuck somehow in the game.
Look at that. I told you.
Yeah.
I don't know how Paige knows sold it like it wasn't a surprise, but
tried,
she did.
Tried to free her. So in the game, kids go into a foam booth-shaped chamber, and balls drop from the top.
Gross.
And you're supposed to grab the balls,
a hole. This is in San Francisco, you said?
Within a certain amount of time, Burbank.
Close enough.
Or, I guess, San Bernardino.
It's in the corner of a playground like Zoltar used to be in big.
So
it's just out there by itself.
Got her whole arm.
You're 12. You get to have sex with a 43-year-old woman later tonight.
Stuck inside the hole, her whole arm. And she was so trapped that she couldn't move.
Some balls.
And unfortunately for her, there were plenty of people around with their cell phones taking pictures and videotaped. It took firefighters 22 minutes to rescue her, but she was fine.
Did she get charged?
No.
I mean, you would at least have to pay the cops or the EMTs or
something.
Firemen, like something.
Well, this is what I don't know.
Play ski ball for them or something.
We don't know. It's unclear why she went into the game or why she stuck her arm into the hole. Either she didn't know what she was doing or she fell into it.
Take us out of context later. This is fun.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about grabbing balls and getting your arm in a hole.
Or maybe she was trying to retrieve something.
Enough about your weekend. Let's talk about headlines.
She just fell into it in the event. The game was shut down until the technicians could look into it and see if there's something wrong with the game. But
nothing wrong
survived.
With the game.
Yeah, she's just like me trying to. You realize this game's rigged. I want to win something.
We had a kid in high school. He was real little and thin. He could reach his arm all the way up into the Lance vending machine.
Yeah.
And we get all the white cheddar popcorn we wanted.
Did we try to do that and we got in trouble because the game fell over and smashed
everything? It wasn't a game. It was a whole vending machine. I just wanted to get my brownie bots that I had paid for. It's in our old building. It was a Lance machine.
So shake it a little.
Old school crank where it would turn for the thing to come off.
And you can get duped and not.
I did, and I was tired of it because we were there in the morning, and
it happened to me.
The office people to get there to like 9:30, and it's like this is back before vending machines had damn debit cards or whatever. I was pissed. I'm like, I want some breakfast. I want my brownie bites. So I shook that thing back and forth, and I did it with such vigor and strength that it knocked all the arms off down into the bottom.
Of all the things
everything
that we have done and we have gotten in trouble for, that's the one we got more of a talking to.
Did you have any pissed off coworkers like, oh, I couldn't get breakfast this morning?
You did a good impression of him just saying.
We also got blamed for flooding the coffee maker, but we didn't do that.
We didn't. None of us on the show drank that. Coffee. And we got to blame for it because...
look to us first.
Somebody else. It's because we talk a big act on the radio. Don't mean we go out and raise hell. I mean,
guess what? We really do flush.
We always go back to the flushing.
Very courteous.
We are sanitary people.
I know mine are so bad. I try to get way away from everyone. I go downstairs.
I was never asked if I flushed or not. That's in boy world.
Well, yeah. So when you women complain about rights and things, remember.
Yeah.
You didn't get asked about flushing.
Hey, guys.
Never had that flushing interview or meeting.
So do us a favor. If it gets so bad, why don't you go over here to Lowe's and just drop one there?
Yeah. I know. They're going to work out a deal with Wingspot Stop for us, too. I'm dyslexic. Is it Stop or Stop or Spot? I don't know. Ricky Rose's Wingspot.
You can go up.
He's got the biggest pool in the country, by the way.
Across the street to the gas station, okay?
Yeah, you guys got to go to Lowe's because they got to pick up your doo-doo with a forklift.
Yeah.
So you can move it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I didn't
You got a 2x4 in your back door. Go over there.
I didn't realize it was that hard to be a guy. Now I know.
Did you see that officially certified about Rick Ross? Biggest pool in Atlanta and the country.
So what is that? Like, yeah. What does Olympic size mean? Because Ocean Lakes always advertise they had an Olympic size pool. And I know,
that's
so
nice.
The Olympics could come to Myrtle Beach? Is that what you're trying to get here?
Like,
live is the Summer Olympics from Ocean Lakes Family Cramp Ground.
It's the same measurements, I guess.
They'd have the little starfish sitting there holding gold medals and stuff.
We had an Olympic sized pool in college, or not college, in high school, when we had to go to swim class.
But what does that mean, though?
It means you had to swim laps, and it sucked really bad in the morning.
Well, at least you had a swimming pool. We got to run laps, not swim them.
You don't want to swim early in the morning. It's cold. If you have bronchitis, it's even worse.
It takes 300.
Who's got bronchitis in high school?
I did.
Nerds.
And that's why I didn't want to go to swim class and got in trouble because I forged a note to get out and I got caught. My mom thought I was a terrible
known,
person.
Known faker you are.
Probably got mono, too. It says 350,000 gallons. Four people to maintain it.
His water bill is atrocious.
I'm trying to figure out how long it is. It won't say how long it is, but it looks like it would have lanes in it for an Olympic size.
You better get your kids out there doing laps in the morning.
He's probably got a freaking Sea-Doo out there riding around in it.
That'd be fun.
God, look, this is outside his house.
Yeah.
Look at all the cars, people just hanging out.
Oh, wow.
He's got like a festival because he's got 300 acres.
Yeah.
So do I.
That was he bought that from, I think that was Tyler Perry. That he bought that from.
That's pretty.
God. Yeah. Look at I guess that's the guest house down here where the health lives.
House, I was going to say that might be where the health
Good God.
Where's the house? By the pool?
It's in Atlanta. Well, the pool is like right behind the house.
Yeah, is it bad? But like, if I were him and I lived in that estate, I would have all white, like, butlers and maids. I don't know. I just would.
Switch it up a bit.
What is that supposed to mean, Paige?
Oh, I guess anybody could go to the party. They got a guy in the store here, credited from Greenville, that drove, it says 3 hours just to go to the pool party.
Dude, let's go.
Let's go to Rick Ross's pool party, man.
Okay.
It's massive.
I got some Maybach freaking swimming trunks.
We can do the show from his pool.
I'd have to spray tan first because I'm...
I'd be afraid if you went, to be honest with you.
He would still know your white page.
If I went?
Yeah.
What would happen if I went? I'd be with you guys. I think
you might get it.
It's well, you'd be like a pincushion.
I get drunk and I'd be like, anybody want to dance?
You would.
And God. I'd be in trouble. And, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how much dancing would be going on.
I don't know. I got lost when we had tequila at, remember?
No.
there'd be some cognac for sure going on. But,
you know, I had tequila, which I never drink tequila. And I had tequila when we were on, when we went to the Bahamas.
Yeah, again, no.
At Senior Frog's. Don't you don't remember that?
I didn't see your frog.
No, you weren't there.
I went,
but that was the worst I've ever continually been drunk in my life.
It was bad.
I was passed out on the Lido deck.
And you're also on a cruise everywhere with your listeners who, like, this isn't gloating. I swear. I mean, y'all were there, too. We didn't have to pay for anything. Yeah. Every time, do shots with us. I'm like, I can't tell you no. You came on the cruise for moments like this.
As soon as you got on the boat, there was like a gathering party for people to just start drinking.
Dude, that one, it was way back in the back, and it had an open bar for 2 hours, within 15. I'm like,
they put us in like a showroom, and we're like, you know, is there going to be a show? Like, no, it's just you go in here and drink.
We were just going in there to drink and hobnob.
That's all there was.
God bless.
And I remember
it was the only one we ever did.
Going to the buffet, and I just said, I can't eat this. It's too many decisions.
You were looking in a mirror naked.
Too many decisions? Really?
My God.
I take a couple of ribs out. I take a bunch of ribs out.
No, that's when I decided that I'd just go to have room service and eat portobello mushroom sandwiches. You
that's
know
when,
I was
yeah,
drunk.
She had a.
You know, I was drunk.
She had a Borat swimsuit.
Yeah,
should have seen it.
That ain't covering up much.
You couldn't see it, but you should have.
Oh yeah.
That was something else.
Why are you always in the hot tub? Because I'm too drunk to walk around. That's what happened. Anyways.
I literally think they got on there and said,
over on the Lido deck, we're doing a meet and greet with Matt Man, photo opportunity.
I was weekend and Bernie and that crap laying there in a chair. And then afterwards getting back and seeing pictures with, it was like the end of Hangover. Where they're showing all the pictures,
oh my God.
You know, like in the credits. It's like, good God, man. And some people got a little comfortable with my shoulders and hands and stuff. There was a lady who laid her breast on my,
I
was surprised that Target published the photo and printed it out. There it was, her breast.
And I remember,
windy.
And I remember it was. My husband competed in the hairy chest contest.
I'm going to win this moment.
He did win, I think. And woman kept coming up and petting his chest. And I'm like, damn, girl, stop.
Yeah.
So don't listen to her. Shut up. She's loving this taco meat right now.
Oh my God.
Rub all your fingers through it, baby.
It was weird.
God, it's just weird to hear you do phone sex as her deceased husband. Knowing he'd get kicked out of heaven for talking like that.
That's not my wife. Don't worry about it.
Like, really?
Just some chick.
I can't wait to see your heavenly body. I've seen your earthly body.
She's a local. Don't worry about her.
Hold on.
I'm the man with the hairy chest.
When we come back, we're going to get... Thank you, Paige. That was really good. We have the mail sack coming up next. And
sack it up.
You can't ever say that Fat Boy, you know, he could have easily held this email that completely rips him apart. But
why?
No. He gets it. He gets it. Like,
why would
somebody
rip on you?
I don't know. We're going to find out what he did to Jen. And I'm not talking about the alcohol. I'm talking about the girl, I assume.
I don't know. Well, see what you don't know these days.
Let me see if there's any pronouns in this.
Jen's going to get you.
Oh, damn.
No, J-E-N. But we'll read this email from Jen. She has some advice for Fat Boy before he opens his blanking mouth next time. So we'll get into that. The Rise Guys at AOL.com right after this. Good morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Try to overflow because we got a big old load to Rise Guys mail sack. You're gonna laugh, you're gonna shout. You won't believe what comes out the Rise Guys mail sack.
Yeah, can I play with your sack, man?
Display your dirty underwear, and we might read it on the air. The Rise Guys mail sack.
That big old sack tickling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let us do the smell sack. They said it was it was not funny.
That's what they call wind up.
Somebody caught wind of it. Not the sack, but just the
Lord.
Idea. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. I was actually getting my hair cut, which you're looking at me right now and you're like, what? I was getting my head shaved. And I heard one of the barbers giving their email address to a client. And I was like, she's like, don't laugh. I still have AOL. And I'm like, ha! Don't laugh. That's right. Don't laugh. And I use that as a way to talk about the show.
Did you hear the other piece of AOL information?
No.
2 days ago.
Time Warner selling it.
No. They just now discontinued dial-up internet. 2 days ago. AOL officially got off it. So they told people, if you still use it, and there were some people, that your software is going to be obsolete. You got to switch to what everybody else has now.
Wow.
Broadband.
There's a program that I use for my business that... it's never been available to Mac users. It's only for Windows 64 and I think 32 as well, but you can't use it on the iMac. And I don't understand computer language or what that means or whatever, but it raises hell with people that have an iMac. And I'm like, well, I mean, that's like...
Get on Windows.
Oh boy.
I hate having to put gas in my car. Well, get an electric car like me. Well, then I got to charge my car. I mean...
I got to plug it up to the house.
Okay. I'm going to get to the one that tells Fat Boy to do some research before he opens his blanking mouth.
Oh,
but first,
you gotta get it out.
This one, long-time listener. although there is misspelling, or is this maybe just a fun way to say this? Rise Guys, X-viers of morning radio. I think they meant saviors, but it's spelled with an X. X-viers. I don't know how to. This is misspelling. I just want to say what's up. I haven't emailed you in a while. I still listen every day and just wanted to first off say thank you for the show. I know you probably laugh when people say it, but it really does get my day started perfectly. One of my favorite things on the show still is and will always be the FOF line. My favorites are the road rage because I cannot identify. I was just wondering who everyone on the show thinks causes the most road rage, meaning making more people on the road rage. Would y'all say it's Matt Mann, who clearly doesn't know how to zipper merge, according to his social media? Is it Fat Boy? Or is it Paige's slow driving luxury vehicle? Long live TRG. And he wrote signed. You know how people would do that? Signed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
P1. Ben and Clemson.
Oh, hey.
Ben and Clemson has been since day one.
He's OG.
Yes.
Mm. Go Tigers.
Out of the little time, I've never seen Fat Boy driving his vehicle outside of Woodruff Road and 385.
Yeah.
Being completely honest. Paige, I've only seen on 385 only.
Yeah.
And that was as I blew past her. Because she was going 40.
I was not.
So there's two types of road rage. It's either somebody going too slow or somebody going too fast. Fat Boy, I would say, is just right.
I feel like I would cause road rage for other issues. I'm the guy who likes to, you know, mess with you in traffic, throw up some arms or, you know, I'm throwing a booger on your car. That drives people crazy.
Oh, you're the clown that gets up right behind you and so you're blind.
I will honk immediately when the light changes if you don't go. Just like, you know, just bugging people in traffic. Probably going to get shot one day for doing it, but.
When you're at a four-way stop and the person's there and it's clearly their time, what do you do? Do you blink your lights at them or do you just say, to hell with it, I'm going now?
I stare at them. I will not move.
Nobody pays attention.
And when the other day this happened, I swear it was a minute we were all three sitting there waiting for somebody. I did not move.
It happens for me every time on Highway 14 right there at Sphinx. That's that big four-way stop.
Oh,
right,
that
there.
Weird kind of whatever that is intersection.
And I'll count to like three in my head, and if the other person doesn't go, I just go. And okay. I don't flash the lights or honk or, you know, wave for them. I'm like, all right.
You cut in front of them?
No, they didn't go.
Thanks for coming back.
It's like the window I used to get at Chick-fil-A, and they got that zipper merge right there. Like, okay. If you just sat there and I knew you were next, I would still go. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sit there and clog it all up because you're just sitting there on your phone not paying attention.
You know what else pisses people off?
And I'd also say, no, I'm not Gloria. I'm Matthew. You know, when they say, are you Gloria?
If you go to a roundabout and you will not get off it, you just keep driving.
Keep
in
going
it
like around in circles?
Yeah, like you're doing laps.
Yield to the left. Yield to the left.
Yeah. But if you stare at people, they eventually get mad, throw their arms up like, well, he didn't go.
Or if the light changes and you give them a honk, like I don't lay on it, but I go, burp. They'll just look at you in the rear view for like 2 or 3 seconds like, the hell's your problem? Because like, you ain't paying damn attention. Yeah.
You better
take
go.
Some blood pressure medication. Incredible, huh?
I need to.
Not you, but
people
are like so on the road.
I would say based on that, though, it's probably me. And just what I've seen of me driving, I don't drive. Yeah. I'm an excellent driver, ticket-wise and things such as. Parking tickets, awful at, but speeding tickets, not
that
bad.
That was me in the past, parking tickets.
I get parking tickets. I owe Greenville now 30 because I didn't pay a 15, yeah.
Gosh. You can work those off.
I don't get after what I saw on downtown Greenville's social media this weekend, I'm good for right now. God bless.
What are we doing?
They move Freaknik. I mean, wow.
I must be missing something.
Lord, I'll forward it to you.
Okay.
If it's still up, it showed some brief nudity.
Another girl fight or what?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Women love to go to downtown Greenville to fight.
I don't get pressured to go anywhere. Like, if I'm already late, I'm late. I'm usually not late, but if I am, I'm like, I don't have to drive faster to get there.
Yeah, it's like the other day it was pouring down rain, and again, he laughs, but I do it as a courtesy. If I'm not here by a certain time, I like to let Fat Boy know just to, you know, make him realize, hey, I'm running late or whatever. I don't think he really cares, but I do it anyway. And it was pouring like hell. Uh-huh. And I was, it was like 25 minutes before the show started. And I was like, man, I'm gonna be late. And he's like, are you just now leaving? I'm like, no, but I'm going to be late. And he's like, dude, don't drive like hell in this. Get here when you can.
And I think me driving.
You'd be a great boss.
Conservatively is because I had a red kind of sports car, and you get pulled over all the time with a red car.
Yeah. Well, plus, you would ride yours down with the top, not your top, but the top of the car down.
Yeah. Gosh, you might.
And, I mean, yeah, you. It's like.
Plus, you didn't have a back windshield for a long time, so you can only go so fast.
It's like, you know, I'll put you over. It's like Christy Brinkley driving by. Actually, you drive by her because she drives so slow.
Same car.
Da-na, da-na, da-na. That was the chair. Oh, all right, I'm going to do this. You're one. So it raises hell about you.
Oh, no, here we go.
Me or him?
Well, you're a good listener.
That's the next one. Next week, get Paige.
Rise, guys, I heard your discussion on Disney cast members playing the part of the country in Epcot. Remember I was saying, do they go and source these people, or are they making them pretend? To be? I didn't know. This email says, Disney actually gets most of its employees from those attractions from the actual country. Chefs and such are actual chefs from those countries, and most front-facing customer service employees, front-facing. You can tell that person worked there or works in the industry if talking like that. Front-facing customer service employees are part of their student exchange program. So they're trafficking.
Oh.
Maybe do some effing research before you open your mouth next time, fat boy. And that's from Jen Baker.
Jen.
What did I say about not having people that not from the countries?
I said that.
Jen, I probably know more about it than you do, Jen.
Jen.
Yeah, you go there a few times.
You know how often I hear about Disney bounding and lounge flies and farts festival and all this junk?
Oh, he's talking some code now.
Yeah, lounge flies or what?
Fat Boy's who told me about Club 33. And I found out where it was. And I freaking, I
what
went
is
there.
That?
I can't tell you.
I want to know.
Shoot.
Would I be invited? Probably not.
You know how often I hear about Gideon's and Caramel Coochie? All the time.
Do
so don't
think,
tell me. I didn't know.
How do you
know.
Think Fatboy has the inside track on when celebrities go down there and show their ass? Like,
yep.
He's
yeah, I always ask him.
Is it okay if I tell him?
Got a source.
He plays Goofy down there in the off season. He does.
Okay, that explains everything, because Goofy.
Do the Garsh.
That's
Garsh.
That's God, Goofy, that's odd that you would pick that one, because I actually
Goofy
knew he did that.
Goofy grabbed my boob during
not the
grad
one
night.
I knew that did it.
Grad night, Goofy sure.
The one he knows it would only be grabbing male junk.
Only grabbing your boob.
Goofy grabbed my boob.
Yeah. Goofy with the like, roofies. Oh. That's what they called him.
That's how I heard Vince Vaughn was such a prick. Like, you know, yeah. He was the only celebrity that almost got kicked out and asked to leave. And they bend over backwards for celebrities. But Vince Vaughn is such a piece of crap, garbage human being.
So here's the thing. There's... And you would know that there's Disney in France and Disney in Japan, right? I'm talking internationally.
Yeah, yeah. They got the cruises.
Okay. So
I think even Hawaii, there's one.
Is there in the Epcot, I'm saying this completely unknowing and uneducated on it, I'm ignorant to this. In other countries, like Disney Japan, Disney France, whatever, do they have like in the Epcot, like an America world where they hire some like, big fat kid to go over there like they're really from America.
That's where I got barbecue.
They're serving hot dogs and pork and brisket and all the, you know, all the American cheeseburgers, all the fun stuff.
Everybody in America is huge. They wear the different stuff, man. Everybody likes to go to Germany and get their grapefruit beer. I hear the accents.
That sounds awful.
The
I wouldn't like
the big yards of beer.
Yeah.
Big old tall things. What are you supposed to do with those at the end of the day? I mean,
that's a good question.
Drink them in the bathroom because that's where you're going to
go. No, but I'm saying, like, it's a souvenir cup, but what the hell are you going to ever do with it? How are you going to get it home?
Yeah. I'll take a
wheeze. Take it on the plane.
Going down the road and it's like coming out of both windows sideways.
Plus, if you, like, you can't get beer that strong here, right? Because technically we're still in America. I don't think you can get German beer, like, you know.
Plus, yeah, and it looks so huge, but if you smush it down, it's probably like just a big,
Stein.
Growler style. I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't like it.
That's interesting to know, though. It's got to be a real big pain in the ass. Also, do they have, like, countries that we're at odds with right now, do they have a representation? In other words, let's say if we went
got
to
kicked out of It's a Small World.
Some stuff got changed.
This is just hypothetical here. Let's say that we pick a country we're not ever at odds with. Like, they're just kind of neutral to everything.
Switzerland?
We go to war. Yeah, because they have a switch. That was a chair again. Listen.
Oh, yeah.
Let's say we go to war with them, and then you're in a small world. After all, we're getting into Switzerland. They're showing you how to make cheese and hide money and everything. Do they then shut that part down because we're at odds with them?
You know what? There was a part that got changed. I can't remember if it was part of the little India part they had or like somewhere in the Middle East, but one of the statues looked like a penis. Everybody kept taking a picture
with
it.
Dude, Disney loves doing
that. So they got changed.
They do it. I'm fine with it as long as it's not
phallic symbols are there and everywhere.
It's something for the parents to laugh at. Now, if they're trying to program kids into being addicted to them things or something, then that's weird, but I think it's just something for the family.
I only hear about this stuff from my wife. I don't even like research Disney. I just hear about it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. She plays Minnie Mouse.
So at this point, I feel like, you know, I know the place.
Yeah.
Well, but I don't ever want to go.
That's got to be a pain in the butt.
I've been twice. That's not a fun trip.
Have you ever been just adults? Because I've been 8 times in my whole life. Never. I've always went with a child or as a child is what I always say. I've never went as just freaking me who can go and just plunder and, you know.
It's supposed to be good for adults too, but like that's work
like
for me.
Yeah, like nighttime they have music and everything. I've been there plenty of times. And not land, but Disney World. Like you can fly down there and it doesn't take much and then you stay in the hotel.
Like I still want to be somewhere all day. You know, like 12, 14 hours a day. Okay, this ain't a vacation.
Say if you
I'm held hostage by a freaking
mouse
amusement park, yeah.
In the evening, you like, you know, whatever, 5 to when the park closes, it's fun.
Having said all that, you can look up Anita in Wonderland, Wonder Makers, book your next trip.
Dude, for real.
Thank you very much.
I was going to do that for you, but you tried not to keep people at bay. I didn't want to say it, and then you'd be like, oh, she ain't doing it anymore.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I know 2 couples that actually she arranged their vacation and spoke very highly of it.
I'm telling you, man.
She's good at it.
People love going to freaking Disney World.
Yeah.
Over and over. I've done 2 tours. I've told I don't have to go anymore.
Tours?
I didn't even get arrested there like some people
might. Oh, my God.
After 2 tours, do you get purple ears?
Oh, my God.
He's got a gold ears.
Dude, they should do that for real. I don't think it's disrespectful.
I didn't mean it that way.
It's like a tip of the cap to, you know?
Maybe 5 times.
Times. Make it worth it, not just 2.
Yeah, 5 times you get purple ears.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't take a little break?
Yeah.
A little breaky break?
Yeah. I'd like to also pre-apologize to any vets that will think that was meant in jest.
Oh, yeah,
I know that's held in high regard, and that was just a fun one.
As it should be.
Oh. I love the troops.
I've seen a Purple Heart. I've got to hold one.
Yeah. And that's coming from a guy who doesn't have one. When we come back.
You are heartless.
When we come back. Let me find another one here.
God, I hope it's not about me again, man. Getting lambasted in the sacks. Not fun.
Okay.
Jen?
I'll just tell you this. This one says, get ready to take a dose of your own medicine. This is an email.
Oh.
Get ready to take a dose of your own medicine. And I'll go ahead and pre-tell you it's offensive. It's about me.
All right.
This email is mainly for Matt Man, although Fat Boy to a degree.
Oh, damn it.
All right, so we'll get to that next. Mm. Good morning.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Raddest Guys Morning Show.
I'm excited about something also. This band that's playing right here will be appearing at Easley, South Carolina.
Who is this?
At District Park.
District Park.
District Park. That's what it says here on their website.
You don't have an address, do you? Because that might be in a new place they just opened up.
You know what? I don't, but I will quickly tell you that, it's a real place. I mean, there's like 5 websites for it.
I've had people ask for tickets to this show.
Oh, you have?
Trying to get hooked up.
Well, I wish you had told me about it. Now I got to ask somebody to get hooked up to go and see them.
Who is it?
Oh, I'm sorry. It is 49 Winchester.
Oh.
They've been around, that's a 4th or 5th album. People are really getting turned on to them now. It's I got a goodie bag for the lead singer if he's, you know, not from the store goodies, or it's not headache powders either. Some stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know where this is. This ain't too far from where you used to live, Matt, man.
Oh, Lord. Oh, is it near Psycho Lowell?
Down farther a little bit.
Really?
Closer, yeah. Off of K Drive near
God
the racetrack.
Bless.
Racetrack still should be open.
Yeah, it should. Well, if anybody's got tickets, holler at your boy, and if he doesn't answer, call me, because I would like to go to that. I'm offering to. I don't know if it's sold out or whatever.
This place looks nice.
Yeah, but 49 Winchester, they got some great songs. This one's called Last Call.
Okay.
It's got that bluesy sound, man. I love it.
Man, I can't give you tickets, but I can FaceTime you on them there, buddy.
Yeah. I'll give you my point of view. Okay.
A POV.
I could listen to this all day long, and that's actually my plans later.
Could you do it for another 55 seconds?
I think I could. Can I read an email over top of it?
I wish you would.
All right. Well, then I will. This one's one that's just it's a nice one. Congratulations on your recent award. You guys were having a conversation Wednesday, I think, about the possibility of ever winning a national award. Wouldn't it be funny if you guys were put into the running for the national contest and the official entry would be the clip Fatboy put together for the Saturday evening presentation?
Oh, Lord.
Womp, womp. Anyways, all the best and congratulations again. P1 Anonymous, which is another long time listener.
Oh, yeah.
Long time listener. P.S. You don't know dick about Disney, says Fatboy. No, I added that last part.
I heard.
I added that last part.
That was Party Man Dan talking about his cat coming in through the... where the air conditioner's supposed to go.
I changed his P1 name. I haven't officially told him yet, but I'm doing so now.
Oh, no, it got changed.
I put up pictures of my grandkids over the weekend. And Party Man Dan, hold on, I don't want to paraphrase. He says, "You made me tear up, Matthew." Crying emoji. "You're such a good grandpa." I said, "Thank you, Dan. Means a lot. Quit being a pussy." Pussy Man Dan.
God.
Oh, Danny.
He knows I love him, though. He would say the same to me if I commented on his stuff.
God, man.
That was
great.
He's a good dude. He's a
Dan's
good dude.
Fun time.
He is.
I guess we should put his name on the award, too, right? Or at least in the corner.
Might as well.
Yeah, get a knife from Paige.
He gets so worried if we're not here.
No, well, he does. He freaks out a little.
He does.
I appreciate
he's a
that.
Sweet guy.
I appreciate that. He's actually my emergency contact on my medical information.
He should be.
Yeah.
He probably had more questions than a medical questionnaire, actually.
Probably.
Party man.
This was sent on. I'm not. This was sent on a Friday, so they said Happy Friday, and they're being that to be because they know we don't like it. I love you guys. You make a dumpster fire commute very bearable. Levon Hernandez of the Florida Marlins had 12 fingers and toes. He was with them when they won the World Series in the 90s. I remember.
What?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I do not remember.
His brother was El Duque.
Like, yeah, but I don't remember
like
him having...
Like the Hemingway cats.
This is coming off of a conspiracy mystery. It could have been a month ago, 2 months ago, I don't know, but I was talking about the... A lot of statues and stuff, like the arms will be cut off of them. Oh. And a lot of people think that, because there's been a lot of mummies found in that same area, that there was a race of humans that had six fingers and six toes. And that it was part of whatever you want to call it, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's like Andre the Giant had way more teeth, right, than the average human.
Yeah, God, he had a lot. More than 32.
And I was so anyway, he goes on to say, there's an episode of Ancient Aliens where they did a segment on people with 12 fingers and toes. It's sort of fairly common in the Caribbean. Just thought you'd want to know if so that's where Levon Hernandez was from. Just thought you'd like to know if you didn't already. Also, I'm in Gastonia, so guess what road I'm on, Paige?
Oh, I know.
I know what road
hop
he's on.
Hop on road?
No, hop on Cox.
Yeah. Well, he's on Cox. When he sent this email.
He's on Cox. Right? He's emailing on Cox right now?
He's emailing on Cox. That's got to be a first. P1 Nomad in Gastonia.
You shouldn't be surfing on Cox, man. You should be driving.
We mentioned earlier that the Panthers have a was he a running back?
Linebacker, J.J. Weaver.
Yes, he has six fingers.
On his right hand.
Yeah.
But he's just got the one hand with the six.
So when it comes to that, I haven't seen his hand, but what does he have two of?
Let me see if I can
Does he have here. Two bird? Because if he had two bird fingers, God. I mean,
yeah,
you could triple bird someone, and that's the ultimate sign of disrespect.
It's like he's got two bird fingers, but they go down in height, if that makes sense.
So one's longer than the other?
Yeah, like the bird finger's the longest, and the second bird finger's not as long.
So where would he put a – like if he got married or whatever, what ring would he – finger would he
probably
use?
Probably the same one.
Oh, pinky ring. He's a G.
Oh, that's true. Kiss it.
That's right.
Kiss his finger.
See, like, is that in a – well, he's a linebacker. He's not catching balls, so it's not a major advantage. Now, you know, Xavier Leggett or Tet McMillan's got that extra finger. They might try to, you know, cut it off during a game because of a competitive advantage.
Or, well, who was the well, Deion was post-career, but wasn't there a player in the 80s, maybe 70s, 80s, 90s, I don't know, that long ago that had to get a toe removed, and he said it actually made him run faster.
I don't know. Like, Deion got his toe removed, but I don't remember when
post-career.
He got it.
It was after he was done. I
looked that up.
I want to say it was Eric Dickerson, but it's not. It's someone like one of those renowned type players, but
football player?
Yeah, yeah. Said it made him run faster. But then again, he could have meant post-career. Who knows? I just remember one of those you would think an extra toe would help you run faster. But no, less, actually.
Deion's the only one that's popping up. But
I remember Fred Flintstone would twinkle toe to ball. I don't know if you remember that or not.
Remember Ronnie Lott during the game. He didn't want to come out for his broken finger.
That's hard. I mean, that's like Sabu ripping his arm open that time with barbed wire in a match and using duct tape to tape it back up to finish the match.
Rest in peace, Sabu.
Rest in peace, Sabu. All right. Well, that's pretty much it. I mean, I tell you, there is a bunch more here that just tell me throughout the week, say, it's getting stale. I'll go to one of these. Like, if it's like whatever we're talking about, it's getting kind of, you know, bleh. Say, hey, go to some of them emails because there's some really good ones here.
A little ancillary sack. Man, we always run out of time. It sucks.
It always does. It always does.
I don't want to stay till 11, but, you know, if I have to, then.
Yeah, I can. I got to go. I want to go to the dentist today. I have to. But I want to as well.
I like that positive energy you're putting out there about it. You just change the narrative.
I'm all about positive energy, man.
Yeah.
I'm all about it.
Plus, you might get the gas today. Get them whippets.
No, they just do the – They don't give you. They don't work. They give you the shots and the gum, which you know. I can't make a loopy video afterwards. It kind of pisses me off. I'm like, if I'm gonna have to spend this kind of money, I need to get some content out of it.
Plus, it's a long drive, so.
I know. Yeah, I may walk over. Well, I can't. It's raining. It is literally across the parking lot here. I got to make time for that. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
We're gonna talk about the worst song ever. What song do you think is the worst song ever?
Have we played it yet?
Perhaps.
Oh, really?
Is one we play?
I don't think it's one we play.
Okay.
But we've heard it.
Probably John Boy and Billy play it every day.
Yeah, they really do. Everybody heard another. Here's Fogarty.
Let's not put that fire out, people. That's ridiculous that we were second in Chattanooga to them. Hook your boys up. All right, headlines with Paige right after this. Good morning, everybody.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear him argue.
The Rise Guys.